The NFTA will seek bids to work individually at 6 underground stations, as well as the DL&W terminal's second level, creating mixed-use sites at those stations. Commercial, possibly residential, but NFTA spokesperson Helen Tedderus says they'll leave it up to bidders to impress. Creating something above an underground station has already been done with the construction of the University at Buffalo Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences.
And that was definitely an inspiration for us to take it one step further and perhaps offer that kind of experience in our other rails as well, rail stations.
Tedderus says the idea is for the NFTA to create economic development while increasing ridership along the Metro Rail by inspiring more people to see the rail as not just a service, but also an experience and a neighborhood asset.
You talk to people who have tried public transportation, and they love it. They talk so much about having so much flexibility, being able to read before they go to work, not having to park, how beneficial it is for the environment to choose public transportation. There are so many benefits and really a lifestyle change for so many who have decided to try it and really make it a part of their lives.
McGuire Development is serving as the NFTA's consultant and facilitator of bids. The hope is to collect ideas over the next 6 months, but no hard timeline is set for construction. As for funding, Tedderus says the projects would be private-public collaborations extended from the Buffalo Billion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.